10.1.
Okay, we've got Iris from Christchurch on the phone. Iris?
Good morning, Steve. Look, the thing is, people think that hospitals are there to fix every single thing that's wrong with them. But come on, there are limits. And anyway, hospitals just don't have the funding.
I'm with you on that. But isn't that where private healthcare comes in? Other countries encourage it. Why shouldn't we?
Absolutely. Paying for healthcare ought to be compulsory, I think.
Now, if that happened, there might be more to spare in the budget for a pay rise for nurses. They deserve it, don't you reckon?
Well, nursing is supposed to be a vocational job, isn't it? Not a way to make a fortune. They earn enough for a decent standard of living. Actually, one more point, if I may.
Go on.
If the government really wants to cut costs, they should make smokers responsible for their own hospital bills. I mean, it costs the country millions to look after them.
Yeah, I see your point, Iris. But if you're talking about people deliberately putting themselves at risk, then you've got to include anyone that plays sport, anyone working with dangerous machinery. I don't know where you draw the line. Anyway, Iris, you've certainly given us food for thought. Thank you. Right, I think we've got Brett from Mount Roskill waiting to talk to us.
Yep, hello.
How are you, Brett?
Well, better than I was a few weeks ago.
What happened?
Well, I went to my local doctor, still only in his 20s.
Not that that makes any difference.
Oh, I think it does. So anyway, I told him my symptoms and he said it was nothing to worry about. Well, I sort of thought to myself, what does he know? He's fresh out of medical school. So I went up to the hospital because I thought it would be good to get a second opinion.
Well, that's often a sensible idea.
And you know what? It was a good thing I did, because it turned out it was serious. Anyway, the hospital doctor sorted me out and I'm still here thanks to them.
Oh, glad to hear it.
But some of the hospital policies...
Yeah?
Well, I was in a ward, you know, recovering, and what you want is some peace. But no, all these relatives come in and the noise is just terrible. It should be 2 visitors maximum per day.
Yeah, but if Dad's brought the kids to see Mum, you can't just leave some of them in the car. And it's a cultural thing too for some communities. Coming along to the hospital shows a bit of respect.
But not to the other patients.
Clearly a sore point for you, Brett. But, how about the grub? I went to see an uncle of mine recently, and I have to say, the meals they served up looked pretty appetising.
Well, all I can say is I came out a lot thinner than I went in. Hospital catering is years behind the times, if you ask me.
All right, Brett. Thanks for calling.
Cheers.